Welcome to Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast. Olá, eu sou a Helena, and on this episode we're going to carry on talking about question words, words we use to ask questions in Portuguese. This topic was a suggestion by my dear patron, Carl Sperling. Obrigada, Carl. Asking questions is the base of any conversation, so on today's episode, we're going to have a look at the question words qual and quais. But just before that, I want to let you know that Tradutex Portuguese Lessons podcast is now on Patreon. Patreon is a platform where you can support the projects you like. So if you're enjoying listening to this podcast, and if you would like it to carry on, you can also become a patron. And as a patron, you get a PDF with the highlights of each episode, pronunciation tips, written posts, audios and videos about the Portuguese language. You can get in touch with me every time you have a question related to Portuguese, and you can even participate in a monthly live session with me. Go to www.patreon.com/tradutex and learn more about it. So on today's episode, we're going to focus on the question words qual and quais. These question words, we can translate them as what or which, depending on the context. And that's what we're going to look at on our episode today. So first of all, como se escreve qual? Qual? Q-U-A-L. Qual? This is a singular. So now we're looking at the question word with a singular, qual, and also a plural form, quais. Como se escreve quais? Q-U-A-I-S. Quais. In case you're wondering whether we have also a masculine and a feminine, we don't. So for this question word, you only need to think about the singular, qual, and the plural, quais. How do we use these words? So first of all, we will use these words if in English you're thinking about what is or what are. So if you follow the word what by the verb to be, is for singular and are for plural. And then you follow that by a noun. For instance, if I want to ask something like what is your profession or what is your address or what is your phone number. So you see, always the same logic. What is plus we're asking about a noun. How do we do this in Portuguese? Let's think about the first example. What is your profession? We start with thinking whether we should use singular qual or plural quais. If we're just asking about your profession, that is definitely singular. So we should pick the singular version, qual. And now we need to follow it by the verb to be in Portuguese, and in this case will be the verb ser, the more permanent to be. So what is in Portuguese must be qual é. Qual é. Try to run the two together. We will not split these two words apart, saying qual é with a little break in the middle. We will run them together. Qual é? Qual é? And then we carry on with our question. What is, qual é, your profession? So the word for profession is profissão. Profissão. It's a feminine singular word, so our feminine singular possessive, your, is in Portuguese two words. Don't forget, we always use the article before the possessive, so we have a sua, a sua profissão. Qual é a sua profissão? Let's repeat, vamos repetir. Qual é a sua profissão? Very literally, word by word, what is your profession? Remember that when we use question words in Portuguese, when we ask questions, we can also use an emphasis expression before the verb of the question. That emphasis expression is é que. Ek, as it sounds. Translates directly like is that. As if I wanted to ask what is that is your profession. I know that in English it doesn't work, but in Portuguese we can also do it. Although the verb of the question is already is, which in Portuguese is é, we can still use the ek before the main verb. So you have two ways to ask this. You can say qual é a sua profissão, but we can also say qual é que é. Let's repeat this one. I will do it slowly, devagar. Qual é que é? Qual é que é a sua profissão? That's also correct, using the emphasis expression ek before the main verb. A reply to this, for instance, I would say something like I am a teacher, sou professora. Two rules here that we should not forget. First of all, to indicate our profession, we always use our more permanent to be ser. So we should start saying sou. And then, unlike English, we don't use any article before the profession's name. So in English would be I am a teacher. But in Portuguese, we just say I am teacher. Sou professora. Let's think about another example to use this qual é. For instance, if you want to ask someone, what is your address? Notice that for this lesson, I will be using always the formal you. I just picked this one today, so we can get consistent here, and today we're thinking about the formal you. So when I said qual é a sua profissão, a sua is our formal your. Not a tua, that would be informal. So let's keep today with the formal. And if I want to ask, what is your address? First thing I need to think about is the fact that address is singular. So definitely I will have to use qual instead of quais. So I start, like I started before for the profession, with qual é. Remember, don't stop in the middle, don't say qual é, just run them together. Qual é? And then, second thing you need to think about is the fact that address, which in Portuguese is morada, morada, is again a feminine word. So if it's a feminine word, we will keep the same feminine possessive, your, formal, remember. So again, we will use a sua. So now we have all the words, let's put them together. Qual é a sua morada? Vamos repetir. Qual é a sua morada? Again, outra vez. Qual é a sua morada? And in case you want to use the emphasis expression ek, place it before the verb. So it will sound like qual é que é a sua morada? Qual é que é a sua morada? Qual é que é a sua morada? And then to reply to this, we could start with my address, a minha morada, still using here possessive, that it is feminine and singular, not because you're a man or a woman, that doesn't matter. It's just about the following word. Morada is feminine, so let's pick the feminine word for my and the singular one, because morada is also a singular word. A minha morada é... And then you would say your address. Let's see now a masculine example. So for the word what, in this case, it doesn't matter if we're talking about something masculine or feminine. I'm talking about what are we asking about. For instance, we've been asking about profissão and murada, and these words just happen to be, both of them, that just happen to be feminine. What if I ask about something that it is masculine? Let's say, for instance, your phone number. Phone number in Portuguese, we say number of phone. So number is número, número. Notice that that second syllable, mu, it's really soft. Número can easily be pronounced just like número. I mean, completely dropping the E, or in Portuguese, the letter E. So if you hear someone saying número, número, that you can't really hear the vowel, that's a normal way to pronounce it. That happens because the vowel there is unstressed. We're stressing the first syllable, número. Okay, so we say number of phone, número de telefone. Again, the word telefone for telephone, don't expect Portuguese to say telefone with all these syllables and all these vowels. Expect more people to say telefone, where we actually drop all the vowels of the word apart from the O. So telefone, it's the most common way to pronounce it. Those E's, or in Portuguese, es, are unstressed, so we can easily drop them. We're stressing fo. That syllable you can actually hear. So phone number, número de telefone. I know it's not the easiest thing to pronounce. If you want to go slowly, número de telefone, that's fine. You can say it that way. It is correct. It's not a problem. We understand. It's not just the way that we would normally say. So, still a singular expression, of course, just one phone number, um número de telefone. So again, we start with qual é. Qual é? And now, instead of having a sua, because número de telefone is a masculine expression, número, it's masculine, we need to now pick the masculine singular formal possessive word. In this case, we have the two words, o, always the article before the possessive in European Portuguese, o seu. O seu número de telefone. What is your phone number? Qual é o seu número de telefone? Let's do it again. Vamos repetir. Qual é o seu número de telefone? Slower, mais devagar. Qual é o seu número de telefone? Again, outra vez. Qual é o seu número de telefone? And in case you want to use the emphasis expression ek, don't forget, place it before the verb of the question, in this case before é. Qual é que é o seu número de telefone? Qual é que é o seu número de telefone? Qual é que é o seu número de telefone? To reply to this, let's start with the possessive my, this time masculine and singular. My, o meu, always with the article before the possessive, don't forget about it. O meu número de telefone é o. The article is not absolutely necessary, but it's normal to use it. So we say something like, my phone number is the, and then we say the phone number. Or we could drop the, and we could just say, o meu número de telefone é, and just say the number. That's also correct. So we've done three questions with what is followed by a noun. Qual é a sua profissão? Qual é a sua morada? Qual é o seu número de telefone? Let's see what happens if you want to ask about something plural. Let's say I want to ask about your favorite films. So if it's films, it's more than one. So qual, it's not correct anymore. I have to pick now the plural word. I have to say quais. And then I can't follow quais by a singular verb. So it's not correct to say quais é. That doesn't make sense. We have to say quais são. That would be like saying in English, what are? Because we wouldn't say what is your favorite films in English. So in Portuguese, we also have to change the verb into plural. What are your favorite films? So your favorite films. Films, it's very similar, or movies in Portuguese is filmes. Just like in English, but don't forget to add the letter E before the last S. So filmes. We could pronounce it very slowly, filmes, but what we normally say is filmes. And then favorite, preferred, we can say favoritos or preferidos. Let's pick the adjective preferidos. Filmes preferidos. Don't forget, we're still using the formal you, so we keep going with the possessive, your, formal. So this time, filmes preferidos is masculine and plural. So let's pick what we did before for the masculine singular seu and add s. So your favorite films, os seus filmes preferidos. Notice how now we have the sound sh at the end of each word. It's because now we're doing the plural. So let's get back to the beginning and try to say, what are your favorite films? Quais são os seus filmes preferidos? Quais são os seus filmes preferidos? Quais são os seus filmes preferidos? If you want to use the emphasis expression ek, it's okay, we can also use it. And again, as always, we will place it before the verb of the question. So before são in this case. Let's try to do it with ek. Quais é que são? Let's do it slowly, devagar. Quais é que são? Quais é que são os seus filmes preferidos? Quais é que são os seus filmes preferidos? To answer this, we will use the possessive my, but this time masculine plural, to agree with filmes. Os meus filmes preferidos são, and then you will say the names of your favorite films. Let's repeat this answer. Os meus filmes preferidos são... Let's pick another question, this time something about, let's ask about something feminine. So we can also practice if it's feminine. But if it's feminine, it doesn't change the question word quais. And that's something I want you to have in mind. So if we were talking about favorite films, we said quais são. If we're talking about, let's think about something different. For instance, what are the most important cities in Portugal? What are the most important cities in Portugal? So cities is cidades. 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 Most important, mais importantes. 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 You see how we always drop the last E of words. cidades mais importantes. So the most important cities, just like in English we need an article the most, we will say, because cidades is a feminine plural word, we will say as cidades mais importantes. So what are the most important cities in Portugal? Quais são as cidades mais importantes em Portugal? Quais são as cidades mais importantes em Portugal? If you're wondering, can we also use the emphasis expression ek on this one? Yes, you can always use it as long as the question starts with a question word and it's always placed before the verb of the question. So in this case, you could say quais é que são? Quais é que são? Quais é que são as cidades mais importantes em Portugal? And we could answer this saying the most important cities in Portugal are. As cidades mais importantes em Portugal são Lisboa e Porto. Vamos repetir a resposta. As cidades mais importantes em Portugal são Lisboa e Porto. One last question with quais. What if I'm asking about what are the best restaurants in Lisbon? This is an interesting one because it will allow us to practice the irregular adjective good, better, best. So best is melhor, but in this case, because we're asking about the best restaurants, which is something plural, we need to change melhor into melhores, melhores. Como se escreve melhores? M-E-L-H-O-R-E-S. Melhores. The best restaurants. Os melhores restaurantes. So, what are the best restaurants in Lisbon? Quais são os melhores restaurantes em Lisboa? Quais são os melhores restaurantes em Lisboa? Let's add the emphasis expression ek. Quais é que são? Quais é que são? Quais é que são os melhores restaurantes em Lisboa? To answer this, we would say, like in English, the best restaurants in Lisbon are, and then we would say the name of the restaurants. Os melhores restaurantes em Lisboa são... And then I guess that will depend on each person's opinion. Now, there is a situation where we can use que, that we've done on a previous episode, or qual, or quais. And I want to go through that with you, because although we can ask using que, or qual, or quais, the structure of the sentence actually changes. So I want you to think about how do we ask in Portuguese, what language do you speak? Simple as this. What language do you speak? And surprisingly, we can do it with two different question words. We could start, as we've done on a previous episode, with a question word que, and we could say immediately, what language, que língua, do you speak? Você fala. We could drop você and just say que língua fala. We can add the emphasis expression ek and say que língua é que fala. We've done all that before. It's also possible to ask what language do you speak, starting with the question word qual. But in case you do that, we have to pay attention to the structure of the sentence. So let's start with qual è la lingua? What is the language? And now, please pay attention, we need to introduce the word que again. This que, it's not a question word, it's a relative pronoun, it's in the middle of your sentence. It works a bit like the English word that. What language, what is the language that you speak? I know in English we don't need to do this, but in Portugal is essential. On this question we have two verbs. Qual é? É is the first verb. Língua fala. Fala is the second verb. And in Portuguese, if you have a sentence with two verbs, two independent verbs, one from the other, from each other, we need a relative pronoun in the middle. So if I want to ask what language do you speak starting with qual é, my question is qual é a língua que fala? So again, two options for this. You can start with que língua fala? Or I can start with qual é? Qual é a língua que fala? They are both very correct. They are interchangeable, but you need to be aware of the relative pronoun que in the middle. Let's see an example with plural. Could be the same. What languages do you speak? So we can start with que línguas. This time we just add the S at the end of língua and we get the plural done. Que línguas é que fala? Or we could start with quais. Quais são as línguas que fala? So what are the languages that you speak? It's essential to use this que. So now you know that you can ask this in two different ways. And just to finish our episode today, I want to tell you when qual can be translated as which or which one. So let's say in a situation that you're in a car parking, and you have many cars, muitos carros, and you want to ask a person that is with you, which car is yours? And in this situation, we also use qual. So because car is masculine, we would have to say qual dos. And notice I'm adding here the preposition dos. Qual dos carros? Which car? Qual dos carros é o seu? Which? It's like if we're saying which of the cars. Qual dos carros is yours? É o seu. Or in case we're asking about something feminine, let's think for instance about the word for pens, canetas. That's a feminine word, and I have a bunch of pens and I want to ask this person which pen is yours. Same thing, but this time instead of qual dos, I will ask qual das, because I'm talking about something feminine. Qual das canetas é a sua? Notice that also the possessive changed from masculine, o seu, into feminine, a sua. So let's just repeat quickly these two examples. Which car is yours? Qual dos carros é o seu? Which pen is yours? Qual das canetas é a sua? I hope you've enjoyed our episode today. If you did, please share it with your friends. Just before we finish, I want to thank my dear patrons. Really, this podcast wouldn't be possible without your help. So, muito, muito obrigada. Francine Brown, Gita Barknovitz, Philip French, Rebecca Hunt, Carl Sperling, Petra Korf, Brenda Sabrecht, David Soto, Lindy Fock, Michelle Cubrosi, Jerry Ellis, Sandra Weimert, Karen Sors, Kenneth Pizisco, Ibrahim Almutawa, Hank Van Kahn, Karin Barnhorn, Pauline Mansfield, Prano Diana, Anne Grandage, Elise van der Vlucht, David Martin, Patricia Martin, Catherine Dernford Vang, Miguel Plectuvian, Art Veld, Erd Scholte, Agnieszka Mrozewicz-Kuczewska, Tatiana Krupnik, Ramona Splectus, Kim Noble, Lisa McCarthy, Tensha McKnight, Paula Klein, Laura Beditz, Chris Brand, Meredith Richard, Micheline Huntley, Jess Hasselmans, Diane, Steve Batchelor, Josie Koopman, Lex Mouin, Sneer, Susan Mas, Michael Machado, Molly Morton, and Jayada Reigns. Thank you all for your support and for keeping my motivation high. Muito, muito obrigada a todos. Obrigada, até para a semana. Tchau!